Press On with Jared Gunter of the Beaver Dam Church of Christ. Hello again, neighbors. Hope you're doing well today. This week we're asking the question, are you well supplied? With this being back to school week, we think about our students going back to public school, those who have elected to do so. They probably had a supply list that they needed to equip their locker or their desk with of all the materials that they'll need for the school year. But what about their spiritual supply? Have we supplied them as parents or guardians or as other influencers to children to make sure that they are ready for the school year from a spiritual standpoint? Yesterday, we talked about what influences will we choose. For us as adults is just as important as those who are younger. What influences do we have in our life? And in lockstep with that, depending on who our influences are, contributes a lot to what invitations we will accept. And that's what we're going to talk about today. What invitations will you accept? In 1 John chapter 1, verses 5 through 7, John writes this. This is the message we have heard from him and proclaim to you, that God is light and in him is no darkness at all. If we say we have fellowship with him while we walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his son, cleanses us from all sin. And so we need to ask the question, is this invitation that I've been extended going to be a place where there's light or darkness? Are the things that I'm going to be invited to do going to cause me to look and act differently than how God would have me look and act? When it comes to our spiritual conviction, we know well enough that we cannot be caught straddling the fence. And so what about an actual invitation to a party? Well, of course, parties are of a different variety. There are some that are completely innocent, and there are some that are pretty well completely wicked. And so who's going to be at this party? Who won't be at this party? What kind of people wouldn't come to this party? And what will go on at that party? You know, asking questions never hurts anyone. No matter what reaction we may get from those who are inviting us or who are inviting our kids to the party, even if they look at us like we have a third eyeball, it's more important for us to know exactly what we're getting ourselves or our children into. And it goes right back to who we choose our friends to be. Whether it's a party or under the bleachers at a football game or whatever, what about the invitation to participate in drugs and alcohol? Of course, we know in theory what our answer should be, but what about what God's word has to say? In Proverbs 20 and verse 1, we read that wine is a mocker, strong drink a brawler, and whoever is led astray by it is not wise. The proverb writer would continue there in Proverbs 23 verses 29 through 32, talking about how even at the beginning it may look appealing, but in the end it bites like a serpent and stings like an adder. With drugs and alcohol, what may seem like a good time on the front end is going to end with severe consequences. And I'm sure we all know people who have been affected by alcohol and drug use, and we know that it doesn't lead to anything good. But of course, there are other invitations as well, such as sexual encounters or pornography or whatever the case may be in that regard, and we need to make sure that we are guarding our children's purity in that way as well. It goes back to the psalmist that we quoted yesterday, I will not set before my eyes anything that is worthless. We know that sexual purity is important. Paul talks about that in 1 Corinthians. And we know that, especially for our teenagers, that they are dealing with a lot of hormones, a lot of attraction to their peers. And so we can be sure that that's something that we need to have conversations about and be preparing them and preparing them to remain pure. But what about one that maybe goes under the radar from time to time? What about opportunities that just simply conflict with church assembly? In Hebrews chapter 10, verses 24 and 25, we're told that we should not forsake the assembly or neglect to meet together. This is a passage that's well known within a church congregation because we try to encourage each other to attend worship services. But with another school year upon us and with sports planned to be in full swing again, we need to be prepared to make a stand for our priorities, because one of the first questions we should ask is if this is going to conflict with our time with the church. And if the answer is yes, then we need to either consider a different activity or see if the teacher or coach is willing to work around our priority of being with our church family. And that's just it, isn't it? All of these have to do with priorities. And parents, we set the tone in our families as to what really is important. So whether it's sports or band or chess club, the question remains the same. What are my priorities? Am I making these things more important than my relationship with God? I know we could talk so much more on this point, but we need to make sure that it is a priority for us to understand what invitations we are going to accept and whether or not it is something that will lead us closer to God or pull us away from Him. Thanks so much for listening. Hope you'll come back and join us tomorrow as we plan to come back with more Press On right before lunch at the Z. Thanks for listening to Press On, a production of the Beaver Dam Church of Christ. We have resumed our church assemblies on Sundays only at our normal times of 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. We sincerely invite you to join us, and we ask that you observe our coronavirus guidelines that you can find on our website, beaverdamchurch.com. You can also follow us on Facebook at Church of Christ Beaver Dam for videos and other information. May God bless us all with health and safety, and may we press on for Him each day.